So this is a story of an ambitious 18-year-old. My senior high school trip was to Cancun, Mexico. It was like a $1,000 trip, and I was unable to afford it. However, when my friends attended the pre-flight meeting about 2 weeks before the trip, they told me my name was actually mentioned, that I was on the list of people who were going to go. So I signed in, so you had like access to this online account to see if you paid your balance in full. Of course, I had a zero next to my balance. It said not paid in full, so no plane ticket for me, nothing. But I don't know where I got this idea from, but since my name was called, I decided to give it a shot. I was going to show up to the airport and just try to go on the trip. but I was clever with it. So I actually signed on to my friend's account, and I copy and pasted his boarding pass. It was a charter flight. Copy and pasted his boarder pass, deleted his information, and added my name. Added my name, everything. Went to the airport, went through security, went up to the charter flight, handed him to the pass, like so that, you know, it's a perfect little line. Everyone's just getting on the flight, just handing your pass, getting right on. Handed him my pass. He's like, wait a minute. He stops me. He looks at it. He's like, okay, go. It's a true story. So I get on the flight. Flight takes off on my way to Mexico. Didn't pay a dollar. And this is an all-inclusive trip, so hotels paid for, like drink pass, like food, everything. We get on the bus, like, okay, we land in Mexico, get on the bus, on the way to the hotel. They're like, all right, drink passes for everybody, here you go. And I raised my hand, I'm like, oh, I'm missing mine. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem, gives me a drink pass. We get to the hotel. Everyone just, like, has their room keys assigned. Everyone's going to the rooms. I walk up. I'm like, oh, I don't have my room key. They're like, oh, no problem. They're like, well, we're out of regular rooms, so we'll give you the suite. This is a true story. So all of my classmates have, like, the rooms of two, like, double rooms, like, two twin-size beds. I have, like, a king-size bed to myself. It's like a walk-in closet, like, beautiful shower, the whole nine. To wrap up the story, so the trip goes well, 5 days of just having fun. Fast forward 5 days, and the flight back to Florida, we're on the tarmac, the flight's getting ready to take off, and we're sitting there just for a while. We're sitting there for, like, it was clear there was a problem, something's wrong, and the pilot finally comes on. He's like, we have a problem with the roster, with the manifest, the passenger list, whatever. Like, we don't have the correct number, like, someone's on the flight who shouldn't be on the flight. Those were his exact words. So I'm just bugging. This whole time, I think I'm the coolest guy in the world for pulling this off. And now all of a sudden, I'm like the scaredest guy in the world. So I'm sitting there just like sweating bullets for like a solid half an hour sitting on the runway. But lo and behold, just some kid got in the wrong flight. And so they got him off. And the flight took off, and I'm on my way back to Florida.